It's a gay Missouri compromise. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
We're actually equals, which we haven't been for years.
Well, actually, not quite. The Supreme Court's decision to overturn the heart of the Defense of Marriage Act turns out to be a really weird decision. The Constitution is pretty clear when it comes to discrimination. Americans are entitled to equal protection, and no citizen can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. DOMA violated those rules and deprived a legally married American citizen, Edith Windsor, of her property, that being the federal estate tax she had to pay when her same-sex spouse died, something that would not have happened had her spouse been male. But suppose the court had gone directly to the Constitution and ruled that the Defense of Marriage Act violated gay people's rights without due process, and that gay couples were an arbitrarily targeted group deserving of protection to assure equal treatment. Every state law prohibiting gay marriage would have gone poof. We'd have had an instant national crisis, another Roe v. Wade decision. So the majority came up with this novel logic that in this case, federal law must conform to state law. If a state tells a married couple they're legit, they are. If a state says they're not, they're not. Kind of a gay Missouri compromise, where for gay people, there are the free states and the not-so-free states. I don't think it'll lead to the same consequences as in 1861, but I am pretty sure it will lead us right back to the Supreme Court. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.